Hello?
Okay.
What's been your interaction with Chris? He obviously has ties to this area and people are fond of him. Mm-hmm. What's been your interaction with him as he's grown as a keeper in these first few games?
I think we all need time. We all need time to approach the game in the right fashion, get the time to get familiar with each other and make sure that he's going to be familiar with the backline. From my personal experience with Chris, since the national team, the Olympic team, we know what to expect from each other. As I said, you have a great work ethic. He's eager to play every weekend, so I appreciate the effort he's making. As I said, we all need time, and definitely he's one of them.
You guys came out and played a really good aggressive style attacking. How important is that for your squad, being a new franchise, to play that upbeat style to get some of your younger guys really mm-hmm. feeling that flow?
As I said about Chris, about the experience and time, I think right now it's, we talk about the importance of the first goal, the importance of, keeping the things tight, playing our way of soccer. And we did have the chance to score the goal, the first goal. Similar situation, we didn't convert, the team, the Real Salt Lake convert and then score a goal. If you're chasing the game every single weekend, it's difficult to not only to make a play, but also to tie the game or win the game. So we put ourselves in the best spot again. But the flow of the game has been good. I think we created a couple of good chances. The pressure was good, so we didn't get stretched. We make just individual mistakes, which shouldn't happen. And I'm hoping, and then the team hopes, then it's sooner or later, then we're going to stop making this small mistakes like that. Because, as I said, the importance is who scored the first goal is really for the morale and for the overall confidence is very important. So we didn't convert the chance, so Lake City did, and that's where the game goes.
On the road, without your two best players, yet you dominated the first half. What happened in the second?
There is no such a thing as a point for the moral victory. We did play good soccer. That's everybody saying about that. But we need to convert this to good results. And as I said, I'm glad that we played this way. The team, the whole team, didn't have any shots in the first half except probably the free kick. We did a pretty good job to, going forward, have a chance to score, try to score some goals. So the second half, of course, if you're chasing the game and in 10 minutes you got another game, another goal, shouldn't happen. So it's difficult to keep the, keep the concentration, keep the focus. You try to score a goal, and then this is when you open up. So we believe that, when you will correct all this mistakes and still play the way we play, at some point the work will pay off. Then we're going to score the first goal, and then the other team will be chasing the game. We chase the game, and then we'll win the games. As I said, the patience, the work ethic, the discipline must be there. Then we have the difficult stretch, there's no question about it, but we're not going to lose our passion, we're not going to lose our focus, and we're not going to lose our spirit as a team, because that's a more important thing than anything.
Do you expect Sebastian for next game?
We all hope. He was quite ready this afternoon, but we weren't sure, and it's a good thing for him to play the game, and I'm sure he's going to be ready for the next week.
Coach, speaking of morale and this long, difficult stretch you've got on the schedule, what's your advice when you've got a young team? Mm-hmm. What's your advice been to them? The tendency would be for them to hang their heads a little bit. What have you told them?
It's a, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. The league, the whole schedule is 7-8 months. With preseason, it's 11 months of soccer. And, you know, if we go and then hang our heads after 5-6 games, then we're in the wrong business. So, as I said, we can, you know, win games, tie games, lose games, but all we have to keep is our spirit and our motivation and the hard work they're doing, because they work very hard every single week, and you can see how hard they work during the games. Just the mistakes we did, individual mistakes, they need to be eliminated. The fitness is good, the spirit is good, and then if we're going to keep working as we do, and as I said, someday, some week, the work would pay off, but we need to keep going. There's no stopping after 6 weeks on the hangout, the heads pretty low. It's nothing to be ashamed of. The way we play, the way we compete, is just the time right now. All right, thank you.
Thank you.